What's up, tax savers? Today, I want to tell a story which you may have seen if you follow me on Instagram. And if you don't, at Tyler McBroom. But I shared the story last weekend, and it was basically when Walt Disney said to his brother Roy, so it was after the war, and they were out of money because basically Walt gave his studio over to the war effort and produced a bunch of propaganda for World War II at cost. And so they were struggling, barely making it. Roy, who was his brother and his basically CFO economics guy, the one who managed the money, was saying, Walt, we've got some good brand here. We should just sell out and sell the studio while it's hot and while we can get some money for it. And this was in the late 40s-ish or so. Disneyland wasn't a thing. Disney World wasn't a thing. He was well-known, but not like the beast that Disney is today. And so Walt convinced Roy that let's just do one more movie. We can make one more movie, and then we'll shut down or sell, and you can call it quits. So they made that movie, and that movie was Cinderella. And it ended up being, by a long shot, the most astronomical success that they'd had in the history of their studio since it all started with Mickey Mouse in 1928. So that was such a success, and that was right around the time when the concept of Disneyland started noodling around in Walt's mind. And so that Cinderella movie spurned enough funds to fund like the next two or three movies, and also the seed money to fund Disneyland. So the lesson here that I broke down on the original post is that if you're going through kind of a struggling time, but know you have a vision of a big execution, you never know what that next one more movie will turn into. So you just got to stick with it and push through, because you never know, it might turn into Disneyland. Because imagine what the world would have today if Walt had said to Roy, you know what, you're right, let's just sell, I'm tired, you're tired, let's do it. We wouldn't have Disneyland, we wouldn't have Disney World, we wouldn't have all these other movies that have come out in the years since then, and how many people have been positively impacted and inspired because they just did that one extra movie. So I just want to ask you and challenge you, what's your one more movie that you need to stick through in your life right now? If you've got one, let me know. Go over to Instagram, shoot me a DM, at Tyler McBroom there, and I would love to hear from you that you heard this story on the podcast, and let me know what your one more movie is that you're going to stick through and then turn into your Disneyland. So hope you found some value in that, and if you did, please leave a review. It would mean an amazing, great deal to me, or tell a friend, and we will see you tomorrow. All right, tax savers, hope you enjoyed that podcast. If you did, as I mentioned at the beginning, if you could leave a review or share it with a friend, it helps us get that message out there. Thank you for your attention and for following the podcast, and we'll see you next time on Tax Savers University.